come to a nice, comfortable seated position. If you're not there already. Let's close our eyes. Bringing hands lightly to heart center. Lifting your crown. With eyes closed, come into contact with natural breathing. In through your nose, feel your breath out through the nose. We'll begin with the sound of three Om's. Feeling the vibration all the way from the bottom of your spine all the way up to the top of your spine. From root chakra to crown chakra. Inner vibration. Exhale. Deep breath in. Short chant. Anandoham Anando. Anandoham means I am bliss. Anando is just a different ending. So Anando, Anandoham Anando, I am bliss, I am bliss. Remembering that part of yourself that despite all of the external changes, all of the changing phenomenon of the world, inside, outside, around, there is a part of you and a part of all things that is blissful, spacious, peaceful. I'll go one time and we'll go together. Anandoham, anando. Little breath together. Anandoham. Deep inhale. even more. Hold it, expand your chest inside yourself. Repeat the mantra, Anandoham. I am bliss. Keeping the hands, exhale. Namaste. Welcome everyone. You do a little bow if you like, yourself, Mother Earth, Father Sky. You can keep your eyes closed, meditate during the introduction if you like, or open your eyes. Welcome. Good afternoon. Good to see you. Nice to hear. My name's Greg. I'll be guiding you through the meditation. And so today we'll be doing just a classical preparation to meditation. And so we're going to do a little bit of movement of our spine, helping to open, clear out the left side, right side energy channels. So if you're feeling a little out of balance in yourself, this will help to bring you more into emotional balance, mental balance, energetic, physical balance, that feeling of being centered and balanced in yourself. And then a little bit of pranayama, which is the same thing, but where the bending of the spine works on the physical layer of the body, majority, the pranayama works on the subtle energetic layer of our body. So it's still balancing, but just on the subtle energy level. And that'll help calm the mind, increase concentration, and even further bring about that centering. And then the last half of class, or the last 25 minutes, will be a simple guided meditation. You don't have to think about it. I'll do all of the guiding, so you get to let your mind relax and just follow along. And for any of you who are new to meditation, you don't need to raise your hand or anything, or those exploring, meditation is such a practical and important thing to do in life. Because in a universe that is in a constant state of change, think on the macro level, and even on planet Earth level, everything is always moving. There's changing weather, changing temperature. And then in our lives, especially if we're in high stimulation environments, it's like media is changing, day-to-day things. There's all of this movement happening. And if we don't take time to allow ourselves to settle, find a stillness amidst all of that, it can sometimes feel like life is an unending chain of waves that's always knocking us one direction, the other direction, other direction, other direction. But with yoga and meditation, it allows us to experience for ourselves a center of your consciousness, a center of your awareness, that even as things are changing, even as our bodies change from one day to the next, from one decade to the next, right? Aging gracefully, there's a part of us that we can connect with again and again that is always there. And so that gives a very important sense of reference, a very important sense of self in the midst of a lot of stuff that's moving. So my teacher used to say, enjoy the dance, enjoy the movement, but also take time each day to find your center. So maybe that resonates very deeply with some of you, and that's where I'm coming from. So please start laying on your back. You can lay right down on the mat, you can come to the side of the mat, whichever you like. Laying down. Flat, so there's a nice straight flow of energy from the crown through the neck to the tailbone. If your back is sore, bend your knees and put a little bolster under your knees, just a little bend. Just allow yourself to arrive here with your awareness, just noticing where you are, and slowly, as if you're slowly closing the big drapes of a big movie theater, you're closing your eyes on your own time and drawing your focus or turning your awareness inside yourself now. Bring the palms of your hands softly onto your soft belly. Hands on your lower belly. Bring your elbows a little wider so that your hands can rest flat on your belly. Elbows relax on the floor. Relax your mind and start to feel the natural flow of breath coming in, coming out. Feel what's happening inside your belly. Our abdomen is a very, very important, intuitive, intelligent area of our being. It's very connected with the health of our breathing, which is connected to overall health. And whether through lifestyle, whether through posture, or whether through just holding our belly in, we can sometimes develop tension in our bellies, tension in the abdomen. And this has a tension effect through the whole system. So for the next 2 or 3 minutes, I'd like you to just be aware of your belly. You're not trying to change your belly. Letting go of any judgment on your belly, your abdomen. And with kind, gentle awareness, you're simply feeling the natural breath. Belly expands, belly sinks. Your belly gently lifting, gently sinking. How you feel today may be different. So completely accepting and arriving into how you feel here and now. This present moment experience could be a combination of what you ate for dinner last night. Some event that happened earlier on in the year. Some energy processing itself. Last minute. Is it possible to relax your abdomen even softer? Allow your mind to be even more peaceful. Let go of any judgment, any analysis. skin to be even softer. Allowing your heart to relax. Sometimes when we slow down and we connect inside, the mere act of connecting and getting present and accepting can release some emotions. And so it's totally normal to feel whatever you feel. Be kind with yourself. Taking 2 full rounds of the falling out breath, which is a big sigh. Inhale, breathe all the way into your belly. Fill your whole belly, fill your chest. Big breath in. It's like a big sigh of relief. Inhale, maximum. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Stretch your arms over your ears. If at any time you get the message inside that actually what I really need to do is just relax on my back, then I have no problem with you just enjoying the peaceful space, taking Shavasana. Inhale, stretch. Relax. Roll to your right hand side. And then come up to a seated position. With both of your sitting bones grounded, you can do a loose cross of your legs. Slide your hips back a little bit. Don't push your body. Breathe deeply into your body. Hands on your knees, eyes closed. And now begin moving your spine left and right. Back and forth. This is like a little, like stretching the ribs one side, stretching the ribs to the other side. And start doing long, deep breathing. You don't have to specifically link your breath this time, but keep the breath very present. We're going to go through all the different directions. The first one is just left and right. Both sitting bones pressing down. Breathing a little deeper and sitting a little taller. Waking up spinal energy. And then come to the center. Hands on your knees. Inhale, bring your rib cage out to one side. The whole rib cage comes forward. And exhale, backward. Nice big circle with your ribs, with your navel. Close your eyes. Breathe and feel. Slowing down, and then easing to the other direction. Long, deep breath. Just allow any stiff areas in your spine, just let them be part of the whole. So we're not forcing on one area, we're not trying to strain or stretch anything out. It's just a nice, even movement, nice deep breath. And then settling in the center. Beautiful. Left hand comes out to the side. Reach your right arm up to the ceiling. Inhale, lift, breathing through your nose, eyes closed. Come up and out to the left side. Turn your chin up slightly. Long breathing, 5 breaths. Feeding fresh prana, life force, to the right side arc. Helping to balance the pingala, nadi, right side energy line. Both hips are heavy. Stretching the heart into it. 3, 2, and 1. Lift up. Bring the right hand to the side. Inhale, left arm lifts. And out to the right side. Close your lips. Slow down. Deep breathing, there's no rush. Chin turns up. See if you can inhale 1% deeper. Three, 2, and 1. Lift both arms up to the sky. Palms together. Stretch upwards. Take a full breath in and out. How tall can you lift your heart? Beautiful. Keep your heart lifted. Bring your hands on the floor behind you. Fingers facing backwards, hands close together. Roll your shoulders up, roll your shoulders back and down. Some of you can press the palms down. Lift your heart, long breath here. Drop your head back and lift your chin up. If you don't mind the transition, you could come quietly into camel pose. Quiet transitions. Breathe. Make the breath the most important thing. Lift your heart. Imagine you're drawing in awareness, kindness, and breath. Vitality, oxygen, prana, right into your heart. Three. Both hips heavy. 2, and 1. Come up. Camels, transition quietly back. Straighten your legs forward. Feet hip distance apart. You can bend your knees if you have lower back issues, or straight legs, turning your hips back a bit. flex your feet. Option to bend your knees. Inhale, lift arms up. Lift, and then nice and long, reach forward. Grab either your ankles, sides of feet, some of you maybe grabbing the toes over top. Reach your head forward, long breathing. Also the upward and downward flow of energy, prana and apana vayu. Which are connected with taking in information and letting things go. So a balance of what you take in, balance equal with your ability to let it go. If one of those ends is out of balance, it'll create a problem. Long, deep inhale. Balances a long, deep exhale. Beautiful. Sit up. Lay on your back. Last one. Balancing the six directions of the spine. Hug your left knee up to your chest. Hold it with your right hand in close to you. Turn your left knee all the way over side. Turn your hips. And then the left knee hangs on the floor. Reach your left arm out to the left. Turn your head to the left. Close your lips. Close your eyes. Breathe. Three rounds of the vibrating humming bee, peaceful sound of the bee. Inhale deeply. Feel it inside. Center, eyes closed, release that leg. Right leg comes over to the left, move slowly, there's no rush, reach your right arm to the right, head to the right, turn the head to the right. Feel each breath.
gently closed. Inhale, wide. Center. Release the leg. Hug both knees in. Breathing deeply. Bring your forehead to your knees for one moment. And release on your back. Straight legs, straight arms. Everything go. Arms down the sides. Your body. Let your whole head and upper body lean backwards. Your legs and your tailbone heavy. Your spine releasing from the center. Even calmer with your mind. Even more relaxed, your body. Your breathing. Relax your breathing. Nice deep breath in. Deep exhale. Stretching your arms over your ears. Inhale, stretch. Relax. Calmly roll to your right side. Come up to a seated position. If you like, you can come off of the rubber. Set yourself up here. You'll be in this seated position for about 25 minutes. Taking breaks whenever you need. No rush.
the quality of how we do things, how we move, will have an effect on our consciousness, which has an effect on the meditation. So even the way that you move from one thing to the other, peaceful. Slide your hips back slightly. The way you move your head. All of it. Bringing either your right or your left hand up in front of your nose, right or left-handed. Release your thumb. Release your ring and pinky finger. Exhale. Close your right nostril. Inhale through the left. Easy. Deep breath. But no sound with your breath. Close left nostril. Exhale out the right. As quiet as possible. Inhale through the right. Breathe right down into your belly. Lift your heart. Close the right. Exhale left. Lift your crown. Inhale left nostril. Close the left. Exhale right. Exhale, left. Relax your jaw, your temples, your hips. Inhale, left. Exhale, right. Straight spine, chin, eyes level. Exhale, left. Inhale, left, last round. Exhale, right. Balancing subtle inner prana. Inhale, right side. Exhale, left side. Lower your hand down, both hands down. Lightly connect your pointy finger and thumbs, each hand, separate. Pointy finger, thumbs. Just at the tip, turn the palms open. Feel both of your sitting bones on the ground. Lift your crown, the very top of your head. Don't let your head hang down. Lightly lift heart. And then relax shoulders. Do a little external intuitive sweep of your external muscles and release any unnecessary muscles to your posture. So you're supported from the inside up, but the outside relaxes. Your face, you could even release your jaw a little bit. The back of your ears, your temples, and the muscles behind your eyes. If it feels like your eyes are moving a lot, that's fine. And it takes time to learn how to release the eyes, to release looking with the eyes, and start to look with awareness, your third eye. So as the eyeballs relax, bring your awareness to your Ajna Chakra, the space 3 centimeters behind your forehead, inside your skull. Allow your breath to become very peaceful, coming in and going out. You may see a little bit of a light show happening there. And simply focusing lightly on the third eye, Ajna. About 18 more minutes. Keep relaxing the muscles of your eyeballs. Keep relaxing the optic part of your brain. And feel, sense with your mind's eye. The more that you let go of trying, the wider that space will naturally become. The more that we let go of trying to reach a specific destination, the less we wait for a certain experience, the more fully present we are with whatever arises, exactly as it is. Meditate here. Go inward. Feeling, maybe emotions, perhaps inner struggle of the mind. Keep relaxing and bringing your awareness softly back to the third eye. Keep accepting whatever you're feeling, and eventually drop into the space where one pointed awareness merges with complete acceptance and rest there.
idea. Your crown ever softly lighter. Third eye. heart, your mind, feeling self-kindness, inner peace, centeredness. You may prefer to keep meditating, or you may prefer to keep laying in shavasana. You have time until long after class. Or very gently connecting with the physical body, bringing your palms together. Three very soft rounds of Anando Hum, Anando. Your nature is blissful. One Om, three Shantis. Inhale deeply. Deepest heart wishes for your peace and happiness, friends, family, extended through the world. Thank you.